looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist on the line from London. And Adam, the UK is finally going to introduce mandatory hotel quarantine.
Well, possibly, to be honest, because the kind of smoke signals we're hearing are that the cabinet is split over this, that ministers are not yet agreed. But it's absolutely possible that 10, 11 months after you did it, we might do it. 10 days in a hotel at the traveller's expense, but possibly again only for countries that have the variant of coronavirus or dangerous levels of the variant of the coronavirus. So it's a bit of a fine line, isn't it? Intriguingly, travel industry experts say this will be a death knell for them, that, for instance, they say, would you go to Barcelona for a weekend if you have to self-isolate afterwards? To which I would say, we're not meant to be going anywhere anyway. So interesting that shares in the likes of EasyJet and British Airways took a tumble, a 7% tumble on this news that it is being considered. But I like the headline in the Daily Mail, no holidays for a year. That's cheery, isn't it? We've had no holidays for the past year either.
Tell me about the missing policeman in Scotland.
Yeah, for 2 months, Alan, a road safety officer, has been stationed by the roadside in the village of Braemar in the Scottish Highlands. Through rain and wind and snow of late as well, he has reminded motorists on the A93 to slow down as they enter the village of Braemar. Now he has disappeared, presumed kidnapped. There are desperate appeals for his safe return by police and the local council. And I should point out at this stage as well that Alan is a plastic dummy. He is dressed in a road safety uniform with a very official-looking kind of uniform to him. But who would have taken the little plastic dummy on the side of the road? I don't know.
Oh, there were all sorts of weird things I got up to as a young bloke when I was out with my mates and we had a couple of sherbets. So he will be, he'll be in the back of a share house somewhere, I assure you. Listen, we're receiving a lot of messages from people who are in the UK who wish they were here for Australia Day. You're having a tough time there at the moment. So we're thinking of you and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's actually not a bad night to be either Australian or Scottish because it's Burns night as well. So put those two together.
Good on you, Adam. Thank you. Adam Gilchrist from the UK. Coming up next, Graham Ross, who's received an Australia Day honour. And in the meantime, Wilbur's watching the roads.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.